Best crypto to buy now.
This altcoin is poised to become the next multi-billion dollar project, and we're still early.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing an altcoin gem that in its early stage looks poised to become a multi-billion dollar project.
This project is partnered with NVIDIA, a multi-trillion dollar AI company. And we're going to touch on the importance of that later on in the episode. But they also have massive grants from Polygon. Like, what other small cap gem has these? LLC in the US, et cetera. So there's some really amazing things going on with this project. You guys need to know about it because it only just launched.
Yeah, this is rapidly becoming one of our favorite projects in crypto. Not only because it's looks to be already becoming a leader in one of these narratives that is still in its early stages, right? You know, we always talk about narratives on this show. There's AI, there's gaming, there's metaverse, there's DeFi, there's everything. But what we're seeing when you talk to the crypto insiders, and this is key, people that are, you know, forecasting the future of this year and beyond, decentralized science is, I think, going to be a massive, massive narrative in this crypto bull run that we are now starting to see really kick off. And the reason why we're going to talk about this project today is because, in our opinion, and look, Josh and I talk to and review hundreds, if not thousands, of crypto projects throughout our experience. And you can see, you can differentiate between the real ones who are building, who have decades of experience, real people, and then the ones that are just, we launch token go up, we dump. You know what I mean? Like, it's very clear to us which are the real ones. And these guys are real. They are winners. They're real scientists building a real medical company. And look, it's really, really exciting.
Yeah, when you hear about the team later on this episode, you're going to be like, holy shit. Like, they got some real things going on. So this project is leveraging blockchain technology and artificial intelligence to predetermine or figure out if you have a disease or not. Like, this is the type of technology we're talking about.
Yep.
We'll get into their products. But one of them is you provide voice data and it will let you know if you're developing Parkinson's or not. That's revolutionary, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's just next level. We look at, I kind of compare this project to BitTensor. This is like the BitTensor of DeSci.
Yeah.
Based off of what this DAO was able to do from a sharing of models and, you know, the data collection and how everybody's rewarded for it.
For sure. And now, before we reveal this project, I just want to let you understand why the timing is now for DeSci projects. And, you know, at the start of the episode, I said best crypto to buy now. Obviously, this is not financial advice. We're just saying, look, when you read the tea leaves, read between the lines about incoming narratives and look at the leaders, this is what we think is the one. Decentralized science. CZ, the founder of Binance, the largest and most influential platform in crypto. This guy, who knows how rich this guy is? Multi-billionaire, right?
Yeah.
The rumors are starting to come out that CZ, now that he has left Binance, his next venture is going to be into decentralized science. Is he going to start a project himself? Is he going to start investing in projects? No one knows, but it seems to be a foregone conclusion that CZ is going to be working in the DeSci space. Now, what do you think will happen to the altcoins, in particular the leading altcoins in the decentralized science sector, when CZ comes out publicly or tweets or says something about DeSci? They're going to rip.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. I know, yeah.
So we've been waiting to find an actual decentralized science company that is legitimate, as real scientists, has been building for over a decade to put our, you know, we both hold this altcoin. We have bags. We want to jump behind a leader in the sector before CZ talks about it, before the sector is lit on fire. That's why we decided to do this episode today.
So the project we are referring to today is Axon DAO. The ticker is AXGT. And this was born out of a 2014 med tech startup. And they are completely revolutionizing the global health data with blockchain and AI. Revolutionary stuff that is occurring here. And there's a lot of problems with the current science community. For example, data is centralized. So, you know, if there's a scientific breakthrough, maybe over at Harvard, it's not necessarily shared with, you know, somebody at another university. Funding. So difficult to get funding. You have to already prove that you've made some breakthroughs, or it has to go through rigorous testing, et cetera. Data privacy, you know, there's a huge issue there. Individuals are increasingly cautious about how much data they're actually sharing. With Axon DAO, you'll be able to provide your data anonymously. And then the last thing is data sharing. Typical traditional models don't allow for the data to be shared amongst all the different science communities. Axon DAO solves each and every one of the major hurdles that we're seeing in science right now.
I think it's a perfect analogy that you made earlier about Axon DAO potentially acting as the BitTensor for the decentralized science community, because, again, as we'll get into in the episode, you can start launching. There's going to be all kinds of different DeSci projects that are all going to be launching within the Axon DAO ecosystem. And as a member of the Axon DAO ecosystem, you can do research in these projects. You can invest in the projects. There's all kind of communication, as you said, breakthroughs in science can be shared within projects. So what they're building is truly special. And I just wanted to go on a short rant about NVIDIA and why it's so important that Axon DAO was, they're part of the NVIDIA Accelerator program. So what we've seen lately is a lot of projects saying, look, oh, everyone's partnered with NVIDIA now.
Yeah, right? Look at, if you go on Twitter or X, every project is partnering with NVIDIA.
Quote unquote partner.
But this is very important what Shane's about to say right now.
Yeah, so obviously NVIDIA is the talk of the town right now. They're the fastest growing tech company in the world. But there's a difference. So every project that you're seeing on X is saying, all right, we've applied, we're into the NVIDIA developer program. Really, what that is they paid money to get access to NVIDIA tools and the developer tools. Anyone could do that. Josh and I could do that right now. We might even do it after this episode. But what Axon DAO is part of their NVIDIA Accelerator program. Now, this is not something that anyone can just get. You have to actually go through a rigorous process. And that means you're being given access to the NVIDIA tools. They're helping you grow your business, the Axon DAO business, and this is a much more exclusive club. So when we say that Axon DAO is actually partnering with NVIDIA in their accelerator program, this is different than most of the NVIDIA quote-unquote partnerships you see on X. Just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, and that's a huge clarification, because I don't think everybody understands it. They see NVIDIA, they see X with another project, and they're like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. But they are getting that guidance, mentorship, and all that, the training, et cetera, from the team. So that's actually a huge thing. They're attending NVIDIA's GTC conference, which is the number one AI conference for developers globally.
Huge.
So that's huge. They're going to attract a lot of attention there. Another thing I wanted to highlight is this company already has a US LLC. What that means is that it allows for traditional forms of funding from big institutional players that virtually every other crypto project out there cannot receive.
Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Like having the access to capital for what they're about to do. Massive grant from Polygon, help funding the project. So this is an early stage gem that is working with some of the biggest players in the space.
For sure. So what does Axon DAO do? Like what is, in simple terms, obviously you can go into their website, read some of their stuff, watch other videos, but we'll try to simplify it for you. So think of it like this. Medical research companies, you know, they have, a thesis, a hypothesis. What they'll do is they'll gather data, right? So you're going to gather consumer data based on what treatment you're trying to, you know, develop. And in the old days, you take all this data and you manually look through it, you parse through it, you're comparing it to old data. You know, this is very labor intensive. Now, what Axon DAO is doing, so basically, so say, what was the one you used? They're tracking voice data to try to identify Parkinson's, right?
Yeah.
So for this example, so this project, I think it's called A Plus Voice.
Yeah.
So what Axon DAO will do with this one is they'll collect the user data, A Plus Voice, then they will run it through their proprietary, their AI solutions, their AI. They've got a scalable web and mobile app, a neural network learning machine with AI. They're running the consumer data through that, which will then analyze it using machine learning, which is obviously much more scalable than humans doing it. Then they can look to monetize this research, prove that it's correct or incorrect, and build treatments, medical products, and everything based on this entire ecosystem. And that's just one project, right? So then you can extrapolate that and scale that out to dozens, hundreds, thousands of different DeSci projects that can feed their data through AxonDAO's AI ecosystem. And it's just going to be, just like BitTensor, a snowball effect of decentralized science learning and new treatments that are going to be built out of AxonDAO. It's honestly, it's really exciting.
So with the A plus voice, you know, collecting that, using their proprietary algorithms to figure out, you know, the advancements in maybe a disease that somebody is developing, because this is the first AI first service as a sales model, this can now be used by a whole bunch of, you know, first responders out there in America or all around the world.
Yeah.
So this is going to be crucial for like saving lives and stuff like that. So you have to imagine this is just one product. They also have Ultra Plus V. So that's an ultrasound well-being platform. Mm-hmm. That's the second one. Then they're going to have a third and a fourth and a fifth. So there's more projects, which means there's more data, which means there's more compensation, which means there's more advancements, which means more products, more revenue, et cetera. And it's just that snowball effect that you alluded to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, really cool. I mean, if you look at their full roadmap, just for their projects that they're doing, this isn't even, you know, the mountain, the avalanche of projects that are going to be flowing through the AxonDAO ecosystem. You know, they're looking at launching physical medical devices that are going to be, you know, developed using this AI technology, all that kind of stuff. Reimagining healthcare using blockchain and AI tech and decentralization, I think, is we're at the infancy of this kind of breakthrough, this narrative. It's still super early. And you can actually go onto their alpha.axondao.xyz website. You can take part. You can see, I think there's maybe 7 projects that are on there right now. 3 that are live, the ones that we kind of just mentioned. 4 that are about to become live. So if you're interested in decentralized science, not even just as an investor,
yeah,
if you want to know what's going on in this whole decentralized science sector, they just launched their portal is live now. You can go on it, see the projects, learn about the projects. You can take part. You can fund the projects. Yeah, you can vote. You can really get involved.
Yeah, you can see the number of scientists. It's like 80 plus scientists and where they're spending their time and how much money they've raised and all that stuff.
Yeah.
AxonDAO has truly created a win-win situation where individuals can contribute and benefit from their medical advancements. And the platform harnesses the power of all this data. Like it's win-win.
Yeah.
which leads to my next point is this project already has a letter of intent from a billion-dollar health network to test trial AxonDAO's biometric and AI solutions in industrial settings.
Huge.
Bro, because they've already been around since 2014, they've already been working with hospitals, etc. We're talking about a small cap gem that is now going to be entering into the billion-dollar healthcare network.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, look, we said at the start of the episode, this is a company that, in our opinion, not financial advice, is poised to become a leader and potentially a multi-billion dollar project. At time of recording, this project is sitting around a $60, $70 million market cap, right? So this is under $100 million. As we said, we tried to drive this point home. I think decentralized science itself is going to have several multi-billion dollar companies. You know, leaders of hot sectors and hot narratives typically get in a bull run into the billions of market cap. So for AxonDAO, look, you go onto their website, they got real scientists, they've been building this project for over a decade. I think the combination of the technology, the team, the partnerships, the connections, and the red hot sector that they're in, for us to invest in this at a low market cap was an absolute no-brainer.
Go to the team portion of the website. Their CTO, cognitive SaaS engineer from Eli Lilly, AstraZeneca, Deloitte. Their chief legal officer, founder of FinTech Law and former SEC. Their recent chief of content advised 30 of the Fortune 500's companies' content strategies. Then they have like a whole, there's like another 20 to 30 doctors and scientists on there with PhDs and all these other things.
Real.
You want to talk about a real team, real advisors? Man, these guys have some experience and I think it's really going to show with AxonDAO.
For sure. Look, they've taken all the boxes. And again, look, We're waiting patiently to see what's going to happen with CZ and DeSci. I think this narrative, DeSci, could absolutely get lit on fire if/when that this happens. And as always, we're positioning ourselves in the leaders of the sector before the world starts talking about it. We both own bags of AXGT, long-term holding. I think this thing could do absolute numbers in the bull run. Not financial advice, just what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, decentralized, community-driven approach to health and science. And, you know, I think we're big fans of this. We see the where the world's heading. You know, and you need stuff like this to further advance science to, as we get older and as the population ages, to be looking after everybody, right? So
it's a real use case. You know what I mean? Like, these are real use cases for real technology, not just some random crypto project that they say they're going to do things.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, if you guys have any questions about decentralized science sector, Axon DAO, anything like that, leave them in the comments. We are going to continue to keep you guys updated on this project as it grows.
Make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.